Clinton, and I'm a helpmeet suitable, and today I'm drinking apple grape sparkling juice by Martinelli's. It's time for a tip. Let's go, ladies. Let's go. All right, helpmeets. I was looking in the book, and I felt in my spirit that you all needed prayer. So I was like, let me read one of the prayers from the book today. Instead of just a tip, I want to give you a tip, but I want to read one of the prayers over you because this is a tough job. I know. It's a tough job. It gets difficult. And we've been talking about believing. We've been talking about being, you know, steadfast and unmovable. We've been talking about really, really getting into this and making sure we stick with it. So consistency is a tip in and of itself. I will be consistent. I haven't even given you the tip yet, and I'm already giving you a declaration. Because being consistent is synonymous with being a helpmeet. In order to be a helpmeet, we need to be consistent. We've got to be consistent. So I'm Yvette Benton, author of Help for the Helpmeet, one half of GeraldandYvette.com or Gerald and Yvette Ministries. GeraldandYvette.com, but declare I will be consistent. We're getting ready for a new week. Wipe the slate clean. You might have had a difficult weekend. Last week might not have been so great. Maybe last week was amazing. And we're going to start fresh. And last week is going to be better. Next week is going to be better than last week. No matter what happened last week. Great, good, not so good. No matter what happened last week, we're declaring we're going to be consistent. So that means next week's got to be better. I had a fantastic week, but I'm still declaring next week it's going to be better. Because you know why? We're intentional. And consistent needs to be on your vision boards. Do you have vision boards? I know those in the mentoring group have vision boards because that's what we worked on. We have a vision board party, but that's a whole nother thing. You got to be able to see it. And next week's going to be better no matter what. Because we're going to intentionally be consistent. That's important. Being consistent just means I know what God said. I know what God has asked me to do. And step by step, I'm going to do it. And if I veer off a little bit, I'm going to realize, nope, got to get myself together because I'm suitable. And I'm going to be consistent. That means day in and day out. We're not going to pick a day or two that we're going to be suitable and then take a couple days off. No days off, help me. Sip. No. No, we can't put in for days off on the help me job. No PTO on the help me paid time off. No. Mm-mm. Intentionally consistent. No paid time off. No. Sip on that. I'm going to be consistent and I'm going to stop asking for days off. Or I'm just going to stop taking days off. No. Mm-mm. No days off from being suitable. Suitable is just who you are. You don't get to take a day off. You're suitable. You stay suitable. We got this. We got this. All of us. I need you to get your journals out and just put, I'm consistent. Declare over yourself today. I am consistent. That means you intentionally wake up in the morning knowing you're going to be suitable and stay suitable. I'm going to pick it up. Consistent in holding your tongue. Consistent in using words like honey. Consistent. And loving unconditionally, consistent and forgiving, consistent. You got it. Consistent. Whatever it is that you need to work on, you know, God has already told you what to do. And now you're going to be consistent. You can do it. I know the enemy will tell you you can't. But I'm telling you, you can. I'm consistent in walking by faith and not by sight. While you're thinking about it. I'm going to pray over you while you're writing in your journal, while I'm praying over you. It's going to solidify your consistency and you're going to write the things that you are going to be consistent. This is homework. This is a little bit different sip and tip, but we got to do what we've got to do. We got to shift it up a little bit. Hey, nobody says we have to do this the same way. This is our time. This is our help meet suitable time. Because while I pray, You're going to write the things that you're going to be more consistent. Faith, forgiveness, love, kind words, holding your tongue. You got it. Okay, here's the prayer. Let God speak to you while I'm praying. Let God speak to you while I'm praying. Some of you need to be more consistent in studying the Word of God. Some of you need to be more consistent in decreeing and declaring. You get it? Calling those things which be not as though they already were. You all are getting it already. So get your journals out. And here's the prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And we are coming to you as helpmeets that are suitable. And we are pressing toward the mark of the high calling. Thank you, Father, for you're giving us strategies to fight because you have called us to be soldiers in your army. You have given us physical and mental strength and ability over all powers of the enemy. Where we are weak, Lord God, you are strong. Woo! We are thankful that we can run to you, Lord. And we are safe. We thank you, Father God, because you are our strong tower. We decree and declare we will not get weary in well-doing. And we can do all things through Christ because you strengthen us, Lord. We will not slow down. We will not stop fighting because you give us strength. We will not stop fighting for our family. We speak to the mountain of confusion. We speak to the mountain of dysfunction in our relationships. And we say it is removed and cast into the sea. Anything out of your will, Lord, is canceled in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, because you have given us authority over all powers of the enemy. And we believe your word is quick and is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. We thank you, Father God, that our spouses are saved, our children are saved, and they're set free and delivered. And we decree they're doing the will of God in every area of their lives. They will not fall. They will not falter. We will not fall. We will not falter. We will not stop. Father God, we thank you that our family is growing level to level and glory to glory. And you are operating through our gifts and through our callings. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name, we will be consistent because you give us strength. We'll be consistent in the things that you reveal to us. We'll be more consistent because we're going to be intentional and consistent in studying your word, consistent in praying, consistent in worshiping, consistent in being a helpmeet that is suitable in Jesus' name. Amen. You needed that prayer. We need to pray to be consistent. It is so. Pray that over yourself. Pray you'll be consistent. We know a lot of this stuff. Now, when we get on Sips and Tips, most of the things we have already heard, we've already read, but we've got to go back and make sure that we remember certain things. Ask God to bring back to our remembrance everything he asked us to do. Bring back to our remembrance the things we promised we would do. Oh, Lord, Sip. Bring back to our remembrance everything we promised God we would do as helpmeets. We got to remember. We got to remember. When we promise God something, we've got to ask him for strength. Whew. Get ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and get it done. We're intentionally preparing ourselves to be helpmeets that are suitable. Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we pray over our kings. We decree over them. We declare over them. We believe God for everything he said in his word. We believe they shall be kingdom men, and we pray over them. We cover them in prayer. We cancel assignments of the enemy. So meet me at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to pray over our kings. That's what we'll do. I will see you all soon. Go to GeraldAndYvette.com. GeraldAndYvette.com for more information. If you need a mentor and you're not in the Helpmeet Army, what? Look up the Helpmeet Army. There's a video on our website that tells all about the Army just to see if maybe this is something for you. If not, meet me Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We can all join together to pray for our kings. Want to put 1,000 to flight? 2 10,000. I need your agreement so we can pray over our priests, prophets, and kings, our PPKs. I'll see you soon. I'm Yvette Benton.
I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you can't be both.